From the KERA newsroom, I'm Justin Martin. In a few minutes, a new count of earthquakes, 300 of them, have rattled Parker County, west of Fort Worth. We'll start with the severe storms that hit parts of North Texas this afternoon. Trees were uprooted, streets flooded, and tens of thousands of people lost power. Winds hit 70 miles an hour at some points. KERA's Eric Austin is here with me. And Eric, what's happening now with the storms?
Hi, Justin. Well, rain continues to fall across North Texas. Dallas County had been under a flash flood warning for the past couple of hours. That expired just a few minutes ago. Another flash flood warning is in effect until 7:15 tonight for counties north and east of Dallas. That includes eastern Collin County, Hunt County, Rockwall, Delta, Hopkins counties as well. There's been flooding across the area, and in Dallas, organizers of the Katy Trail 5K have canceled tonight's run. And about 25,000 customers are still without power. That's down from about 40,000 earlier.
So walk us through the kind of damage that's been reported.
In Dallas, a tornado warning was issued for a bit just before 4 o'clock, and exceptionally strong winds rocked downtown. We could feel it here at the KERA studios near Uptown. In Dallas County, areas north of downtown seemed to be hit pretty hard. We saw trees down in the Park Cities. In East Dallas, in the M Streets, trees were toppled and they crashed into cars. We've heard reports of office windows shattered in North Dallas, and roofs were damaged in West Dallas. But we also saw significant damage out in Johnson County, which is south of Fort Worth. Johnson County Emergency Management reported that in west of Joshua, a few mobile homes were significantly damaged. Injuries were reported, but nothing life-threatening.
There was quite a dramatic scene this morning in South Dallas, I heard.
That's right, Justin. Five teens decided to skip school. They were hanging out near a creek in South Dallas, but with the heavy rainfall, they got caught up in the high waters, and they had to be rescued. Dallas Police and Dallas Fire Rescue arrived and plucked the kids out of the creek. They were sent to a hospital, and the kids are doing just fine.
How much rain have we seen so far? What about the rest of the night?
Justin, parts of the KERA listening area have received about 4 inches of rain. If you live in the eastern part of the region, such as Hunt County, you saw the most rain. Parts of Dallas County received 2 to 3 inches, while parts of Tarrant County saw under an inch. And Justin, tonight, expect more rain and thunderstorms, especially east of Dallas, but the sun will come out tomorrow.
Eric, thanks for the update.
Thanks, Justin.
For the latest, go to keranews.org. 2 months ago, when primary night ended, Ken Paxton had an 11-point edge over Dan Branch in the Republican race for attorney general. Since then, Paxton has been fined for breaking state security laws. And with the May 27th runoff looming, KERA's Bill Zeeble talked to both candidates. And today, Paxton defended his record.
State Senator Paxton was reprimanded last week by the Texas State Securities Board and paid a $1,000 fine. He's a lawyer in McKinney, and today he said securities laws are complicated and people often make unintended mistakes.
Listen, there's no lawyer out there that's an expert on every area of law. You just take the tax code, and there's no lawyer in this country that understands the entire tax code that if they put the regulations on my desk would stack up well over my head. So securities laws are very complicated. Even some of the experts have disagreements over what things mean because they're not always clear.
Paxton calls the violation an administrative oversight. The Securities Board said he solicited business from clients when he wasn't registered to do so, even though the law requires it. He also failed to report that he sat on several nonprofit boards, also required by law. He says he's taken care of both issues and is happy to move on. But Branch's campaign says most lawyers know not to break the law. Here's Representative Branch at a recent forum.
We have to have transparency. We have open government. That's why we have certain laws. That's why we're required to make certain filings. The voters ultimately need to know whether or not one of their officials has violated the either civil or criminal laws.
The attorney general is also the state's top lawyer. Paxton's $1,000 fine prompted the Allen Police Association to rescind its endorsement, and Barry Smitherman, who was eliminated in the primary, endorsed Branch today. He said the position requires compliance with both the letter and spirit of the law. So, are voters affected?
I'm sure it will have some effect on the candidacy, but I think he was far enough ahead that it will not be detrimental.
Daniel Long is president of the Plano Homeowners Council. He's wavering a bit now, but Paxton is a favorite son. The council held a forum last week and invited the candidates 3 weeks earlier. Branch showed, Paxton did not. That's become an issue in the race. Branch says at forum after forum, Paxton hasn't shown, and today, Paxton responded.
I'm out every day. I did three different speeches on Wednesday. I was out yesterday speaking. The homeowners group, I don't think we knew about it in time to schedule it. We do our best to get to as many places as we can. I can tell you I'm usually out the door by 7 in the morning, and I'm getting in at 10, 11, 12, 1, 2 in the morning every day.
And Paxton says at those engagements, he accuses Branch of co-authoring a large state tax increase and offering an amendment for third trimester abortion, saying Branch is running significantly to the right of his own record. Branch denies each charge. With an increasing pace, both candidates head toward the May 27th runoff. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.
On another political note, tomorrow night, KERA-TV will re-air last week's Lieutenant Governor debate between David Dewhurst and Dan Patrick. That's 9 o'clock Friday on Channel 13. Now we'll turn to the earthquakes that have been rumbling through Parker County, northwest of Fort Worth. There have been far more earthquakes than previously reported, 300 in all since December. That's according to new research released by SMU seismologists. While that sounds like a lot, KERA's Dwali Saikautel reports most haven't even been felt.
The latest Texas quakes recorded by SMU scientists are too small to even register at the U.S. Geological Survey. Paul Caruso is a USGS geophysicist. He says small quakes, even a swarm of them, are not dangerous.
We usually don't expect to see serious casualties or significant damage from earthquakes until they get to about 5.5. Usually below 2.5, people don't even feel the earthquakes.
The SMU report, which has not been peer-reviewed, is an update on the ongoing data collection by seismologists. They're trying to identify more accurate locations of the Parker County earthquakes, and they hope to learn whether there's a link between seismic activity and injection wells that are used to dispose of wastewater from oil and gas drilling. Small quakes continue to be detected north of Fort Worth on instruments placed there by SMU and the USGS. Caruso says at this point, they're not a cause for worry.
If you saw the list of California quakes for every day and the number of earthquakes that are below magnitude 1 that they record out there, you'd be amazed. Hundreds.
The last big quake in Texas was recorded in 1931 and had a magnitude of 6.4. Dwali Saikautel, KERA News.
And now back to the top story of the day. The worst of the storms have passed to the east of Dallas-Fort Worth. Thousands are still without power, but the worst seems to be over. A flash flood warning in Dallas expired moments ago, but a flood warning is now in effect for the creek leading into White Rock Lake at Greenville Avenue. This warning should expire by tomorrow morning. Mostly cloudy skies this evening, a 20% chance for showers with a low near 67. Tomorrow should be mostly sunny with highs in the upper 80s. And tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low around 67. It's currently 66 degrees in Dallas, 68 in Fort Worth, 70 in Tyler, and 87 in Wichita Falls. For the latest on the weather updates, go to KERANews.org. You can like KERA News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin.